Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
I mean, I don't think so. I think they're probably Spider-Man meme, though. You know, they're pointing at each other and they're the same dude. So, it's tough watching DJ Moore. I don't think I'd sell him in Dynasty because hopefully the Panthers have a top five pick and scoop up one of these QBs next year. And it can get way better for DJ Moore all in a hurry. And we've seen him have success before, but he just looks like crap right now. They are not connecting at all.
There's just some organizations I expect to completely do the wrong thing over and over again. And that's what I expect of Carolina at this point. I don't expect them to make the right decision, just like what they did this offseason, where they are even going back to last year when they gave up picks for Darnold. And then in the draft, they just like, all right, let's trade up and get Matt Carroll. And then after that, they're like, all right, and we'll still trade for Baker. It's just like, and I know they're, you know, low value picks, but still just all the assets that they keep throwing into it.
Why do you make Matt Rhule fire all of his coordinators and then keep Matt Rhule? Like, you know, it makes no sense. So obviously you don't want this guy. Get rid of him. Get somebody new. So it's very strange in Carolina. You're absolutely right about that. This one hurts my heart because I'm still in and I still hold to the fact that Rashad Penny is going to get hurt. So Ken Walker, though, they have at least gone down to two RBs now that Homer's hurt. DJ Dallas got nothing this week at all. So it was all Penny and Walker, but Walker just, you know, hasn't been doing what Penny's been doing. So Penny is the lead guy there by a wide margin. Is Ken Walker dead or is he a zombie?
I'm going to say he's a zombie only because he's another guy that I went pretty all in on this year.
Me too.
And I'm expecting, look, Penny, I don't want to say he's injury prone. He's just been injured every season of his NFL career. And I think there's reason to assume that could continue. That's all. And when it does, I think Ken Walker will get the run that he needs. And I think he's a very good back and I think he's going to make the most of it. So I'm going to say zombie. And look, you can bet on rookie running backs for the second half of the year. That's when they usually start to pop usually.
For the last three here, I'll just throw them all out and you can tell me, what you think. Robert Woods, he did score a touchdown. So I guess maybe signs of life. Juju is leading in targets, but hasn't done anything with the targets, and your boy Sky Moore, I have on that list as well. So who do you want for the rest of the season between Juju, Sky Moore, and Robert Woods here?
I'll take Sky. Look, Sky looks really good on those four targets, man. He almost had a touchdown last week. Almost. Yeah, look, Woods is I love Woods, but I think it's over. And Juju, even as the leading target getter for wide receivers there, he's really not doing anything special. So there's still definitely enough. He's left enough opening for Sky Moore to come in and steal some looks.
I think Juju could be better if Sky Moore was good too, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, they're different, definitely different types of players. And they would, that offense would probably work a lot better with Sky Moore functioning. But then I would still say that it's going to be Sky Moore is making all the big plays.
Yeah, I you know, I'm still a Juju guy, but they got to do something. They got to do something with Sky Moore. They got to get somebody open deep because MVS ain't cutting it. So
no, he had a nice drop the other night.
Yeah, he had a nice catch and then a nice drop. But yeah. that is MVS in a nutshell. So, and also, you know, I love the week after Eric Bieniemy says we're getting Sky Moore on the field more, period. He immediately fumbles the opening kickoff. And, you know, it's just like, what are you supposed to do? You can't. The guy already fumbled to start the game.
Yeah.
And that, I think that led to one of two touchdowns for the Colts that won them that game, which was just a weird one too. So, yeah, I think everybody here can get better. But for me, I'd go Juju Sky and then Robert Woods. So, we'll see if Bobby Trees can get going there. Maybe now that, Treylon Burks is hurt, he's got a shot, but let's get to some week five plays, Shane, and, you can start. Please don't steal any of my players. I'd appreciate that, but, we didn't share lists, so it's definitely a possibility for both of us. Give me a surprise QB1. This is someone like maybe on Fantasy Pros ECR. They're around a QB2 or a low-end QB1 that you think is going to perform well this week. Who do you got?
Well, low-end QB1, I'm just going to go back, and he's right at the 12, so it's cheating. But I cheat. I don't care. I'm from Philadelphia, and I'll do whatever it takes to win. I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to go back to Trevor Lawrence. Houston doesn't have a great pass defense or much of anything, really. And I just think, like I said, last week was such an anomaly. Actually, your pass defense isn't too bad. But last week was such an anomaly from what we've seen from him, right? And part of it was that Zay Jones wasn't there, although Jamal Agnew filled in nicely as the if anyone started him, I want to see proof of that.
Maybe a DFS play.
Just watching that game, like, really, Travis Etienne can't do that? But anywho, I think Lawrence is going to bounce back. I think, you know, what we've seen up until last week is that he is a solid low-end QB1. Hopefully Zay Jones is back, although I don't know. It doesn't sound like he will be. But even if he's not, I think just being in that negative game, like, they were up 14-0 last week, but then it was just downhill after that. And they were literally in a negative game script for like the entirety of the game, even though they were up 14-0 in the first quarter. I'm thinking that a more neutral game, you know, he'll press less. I'm guessing he will fumble less than four times.
Yeah.
just going to call my shot here and say that he won't turn the ball over five times, which, if you look at his scoring last week, he still gave you 15 points, you know,
right?
I don't know how many points in most leagues it's, you know, -2 for turnover. So right there, it's an addition. He would have had a 20-point week, just saying.
Right. Exactly. So I'm aboard the Trevor Lawrence hype train too. I think he absolutely deserves to be a QB1 this week. And the only reason Houston's run defense is halfway good is because they don't have to pass on them because they can run.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Tips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on. Yeah.
If they have to pass on Houston, I bet you the pass defense would be a little rough there too, even though they added Stingley and Petrie. Stingley's been getting torched. Petrie looks good, but Stingley has been getting torched recently for Houston. For me, I'm going to go with Carson Wentz versus Tennessee. I just, you know, there's a couple things here. I know Carson Wentz has looked bad, and I'm not telling you he's good because he's not. But Tennessee has no pass rush right now. Harold Landry got hurt before the season started. Bud Dupree is hurt. So it's Jeffrey Simmons up the gut, and that's it. And Wentz can move. Wentz is much better with pressure up the gut. You know this as a Philly fan. He can move to his left and his right. He really struggles when that pressure comes off the edge and pins him. He doesn't like to step up into the pocket. So I think this is going to be a game where perhaps you see him moving to the left and moving to the right, but they just don't have a lot to put pressure on him right now, even with a bad line. So I think he's going to complete some downfield passes. Hopefully Dotson is in this game. Looks like he's not, but Samuel has been good. Terry McLaurin's one of the best in the league. I think that he's going to have a pretty solid week. So give me one more that is a deeper sleeper for you than Trevor Lawrence that you think is going to perform well at QB in week 5, Shane.
All right, let's go ahead down to QB 20. Jacoby Brissett, he's coming off a bad game, but he's got a home game and he's playing Chargers defense. And I don't want to say he's schizophrenic. That's not the word I'm looking for, but he has been kind of up and down throughout his career, right? Like he generally doesn't give you like just two dog weeks. So I think he's in place for like a good week here. Get Amari Cooper involved again. Maybe Amari Cooper can see more than four targets or whatever he saw last week. And with David Njoku, maybe this would be the week where David Njoku, Amari Cooper, and Donovan Peoples-Jones all are offensive weapons. Or maybe he gets a cheap touchdown pass to Kareem Hunt. I don't care. But I think he'll bounce back this week.
I like the call. I don't know about all three of those guys ever performing well with Chubb and Hunt.
Well, one day, right? Maybe just one day. Well, when Deshaun's there, when Deshaun's playing.
Yeah, yeah. Deshaun could get them clicking for sure, but I don't think it's going to happen with Brissett. But I do like this matchup against the Chargers, another team that's down a big pass rush specialist in Joey Bosa for 8 to 10 weeks. So less pressure on Brissett. I mean, Brissett can pick you apart if you give him time. So if they can keep Khalil Mack, they can keep him from wearing Khalil Mack all game. I think he can sit there and pick them apart because those corners aren't great. The linebackers in the middle specifically are not great in coverage. So I like that call. I think Ryan Tannehill at Washington. I love the over in that game. I think it was 42.5 when I looked yesterday. I don't know what they're thinking. Neither one of these teams has a pass rush right now. Without Chase Young, Montez Sweat hasn't been doing anything. I mean, Jonathan Allen got a sack last week, but he's more of a run stopper. It just doesn't look good for either one of these teams' pass rushes. And Washington's secondary is one of the worst in the league. It has been for a while. So I think Ryan Tannehill can actually put up some numbers this week. So I'm going to go with him. Let's go down to running backs here. Give me a surprise RB1, someone like, you know, once again, at the end of the RB1 territory, maybe RB2 that could potentially vault themselves up to RB1, even if you don't have them ranked there for this.
All right. And this is a guy that I was definitely not a fond of in the offseason, but how's Miles Sanders down at RB17?
I don't understand. Not after 30 carries last week or touches or whatever.
Yeah, so here's the one thing. So he's not getting many targets, right? But honestly, none of the running backs for the Eagles are. So he's seeing a fair share of the usage there. What he is seeing is a ton of goal line work and red zone work. He's already got 11 red zone attempts through four games. He only had 20 in the entirety of last year. He did lose a touchdown to Kenny Gainwell this past week.
So annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying. But I'll say this. Sanders looks like a different back this year. He's dancing a lot less, but he's still hitting those explosive plays. And I think if teams decide that they're going to spy Jalen Hurts, like it seems they've done the last couple weeks, the Eagles are going to go, okay, well, we're going to just crush you one of two ways, either through the pass, which they really, you know, couldn't do last week because of the rain, or the run, which they could do at any time, I think. I think Sanders is probably playing the best football that I've seen him since he's been in the NFL. Like it's consistent. He's, like I said, he's just hitting the hole and exploding. It's not dancing around back there. It doesn't look like he's thinking too much. It looks like he's using his athleticism and just, you know, following the play and going. And if they're going to continue to let him get goal line work, red zone carries, I think he can continue to put up a crooked number of weeks.
Yeah, I like that call, especially because I have a couple Miles Sanders shares, and he's just so cheap. And I'm like, this is a starting running back, and he's just so cheap in the draft. So I have a couple shares of him. I'm going to go with Damian Pierce, who is a couple spots higher. He's at 15. We saw the big explosive 75-yard touchdown that he had last week. They're playing Jacksonville. Jacksonville's been good against the rush until last week when your birds ran all over them, like for 200 yards or whatever. So I think that they're probably overrated as a rush defense, Jacksonville. They have good pass rushers in Walker and Josh Allen, but I think Pierce, you know, with the way Davis Mills has been playing, you know, we all thought, hey, maybe Davis Mills is the answer here. He ain't the answer. Does not look like it right now. So the game plan should be give the ball to Pierce as many times as he can handle it. So I like him against Jacksonville. Let's dive down to a surprise RB2 for week five. Shane, who do you have as a surprise RB2?
Oh, let's go down my sheet. Yeah, and I don't get this one either, people. RB27, Mr. Breece Hall, who I have been pounding the drum for. And in week two, I almost lost my mind because they gave Ty Johnson rushing work and snaps the Jets for some reason, like an 18% snap share. And I was like, what are you doing? But since then, it's reverted. And Breece Hall, you know, had a 50% snap share the following week and then up to 65, I believe, last week. Whatever it was, it's the highest of any running back for the season for the Jets. And Dwayne McFarland had a great tweet, too, just listing out all the peripherals for him. He had a 66% snap share, 100% of the short yardage, 100% of the inside the 10 and the 5 yard line. And he's still running. Like I said, he's still running routes. He saw 6 targets. So he's being targeted. He's being used on third down work. He's being used in short yardage work. And he's getting a majority of the snaps now. So it took a little longer than I wanted, you know, I guess 4 weeks because I'm not patient. But it looks like, you know, Robert Salas finally realized, like, oh, this Breece Hall guy, this guy that was an absolute dominator in college on all three downs, perhaps we should use him as such in the NFL.
You don't think Michael Carter is the heartbeat of that offense anymore? Come on.
I think he might be a stent. Yeah.
He's like Michael Carter is Kareem Hunt in this situation. And Breece Hall is Nick Chubb. That's how I see it. Like, you have to give touches to Hall. You got to. He's your best running back. If, you know, you're running the ball well and you can get the ball to Carter, great. You know, that's awesome. Right. You have an awesome change of pace back, but that's what he is in this offense. He is not as good as Hall. I have all the shares of Michael Carter, so I want him to be good, especially with bye weeks coming up and injuries mounting and all this stuff. I want him to be good, but, you know, what they say, want one hand and the other and see which one fills up first. So
the other one, it's the other one, just in case anyone wasn't sure. It's going to be the other one.
The other one fills up first. Right. I'm going to say, look, I'm going to go outside of my comfort zone. Rashad Penny versus New Orleans. Rashad Penny's been doing it. New Orleans has a pretty decent run defense, but for Seattle, you know, I think Penny's going to just get better. Whatever running back is healthy, let's say that. It's just going to get better as Geno's confidence moves up and he starts throwing the ball downfield more. We saw what he did against Detroit. Granted, it's Detroit and they're still working on rebuilding that defense. You know, the offense is coming along. The offensive line is great. Defensive line is still hit or miss. Secondary is still hit or miss. And, you know, I just think Penny is going to get 20 touches. And against New Orleans, I think he could break one or two, which is exactly what you want in RB2. And he's currently in half PPR. I believe he is at RB28. So I think he could easily sneak in. Let's go down the list a little further. Who is someone that's just lower that you think can perform well enough to maybe be a flex spot start here? Who do you got, Shane? Shane has got this big grin on his face. He's excited about whoever he's going to talk
to. I'm not excited. You can't ever be excited about a pick like this. But no, Lat Murray, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready? Here we go.
Latimer is going to come in and do Latimer things. He's going to run 10 times for 60 yards. One of them
even in
be,
a short week.
Yes.
Even on Thursday, you don't care. Yes. He's still going to score a touchdown.
That's still good. Well, and there you go. One of them is going to be a 25 yard touchdown. And he's going to have three targets and one reception. And you're going to be like, oh, I need to play Latimer next week. And guess what? It's going to be too late because that's going to be the Latimer magic. Yeah, I'm going way down, way down. I mean, how far is Hines down there? He's not far enough to be
a let's see.
Deep dive, is he?
Hines is, they've got him up at RB 38. So
yeah, that's not crazy enough. Far. If you want to go like semi-far, but if you're just going out of left field, I'm going Latimer because the dude seems to do this every year. Like you just stick him in an offense and he performs. Like he's not great. You know what I mean? But he's just gonna he's gonna randomly give you an RB2 and RB or an RB1 week.
Look, I'm gonna go with Isaiah Pacheco down here. And it's weird the different way we see Kansas City using the backs, which could lead to more frustration this week because everything says Isaiah Pacheco, so now they could just divert and go to McKinnon like they did a couple weeks ago. But you know, last week it was all McKinnon and then Pacheco performed well. They're playing the Raiders. I think they'll stomp the Raiders into the ground. I know the Raiders have given them some issues, but they're in KC. Pacheco looks explosive. They're giving him touches in the red zone as well. I just think you could be a lot worse off starting someone other than Pacheco. And this is what we talked about the whole offseason is you just want a piece of the Chiefs offense, whether, you know, you got to take your shot somewhere, whether it was Sky Moore, Pacheco, CEH, Juju, whatever it was, you want someone with Mahomes. And Pacheco could end up being that guy this week. So I like him against the Raiders. Let's go to the wide receivers here, Shane, and give me a surprise wide receiver one for week five.
So this is going to correlate, and yeah, we did not share lists, but we will both be happy if this happens because it means that things went well. I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel.
Okay.
Curtis Samuel, 29 ECR. The Titans are giving up the fourth most fantasy points a game to wide receivers. Curtis Samuel has had 9 targets in 3 of his 4 weeks. He's the number one target there, and Jahan Dotson might not play. And he didn't get any running work last week, but they do use him as a rusher. And guess what? Those points count in fantasy. So I like crazy to me saying that I like Curtis Samuel, but it's hard not to. He's the number one target in Washington right now.
Yeah. I mean, I am with you. Like coming into the season, I did not like Curtis Samuel. He's been injury prone. Like even when he plays, he's always like kind of like Christian McCaffrey. Like they should just add the Q onto the end of his name permanently. Cause it was, you know, Curtis Samuel questionable, Christian McCaffrey questionable. That's kind of what their tags have been, but he looks healthy, and a healthy Curtis Samuel is a great Curtis Samuel. And he's looked good so far. You know, glad that he got out of Carolina for God's sake. I mean, you imagine if it was DJ Moore in Washington instead of like that offense would be good instead of Curtis Samuel. But I like that pick. That's a good one. I'm going to go higher on the list. You tell me, why is Marquise Brown 15? I know he's playing your birds, but you've got Darius Slay a little nicked up too, right? So he's going to be questionable. So your best corner might be out. Look at the targets for Marquise the last couple of weeks. It was 6 week one, but 11, 17, and 11, double-digit targets 3 weeks in a row, 68, 140, and 88 yards with at least 6 catches his last 3 games, too. And we can only get him to wide receiver 15. I mean, the guys in front of him are all good. You know, it's Kirk, Sutton, Waddle, Higgins, Lamb, Debo, Mike Evans. But how did, like, I guess my biggest gripe is I love Jalen Waddle. How is Jalen Waddle with a weird groin and Teddy Bridgewater throwing to him ahead of Marquise Brown? I don't get it.
I don't either. Yeah, I like the Marquise Brown call a lot there. Like, I'm definitely scared of Waddle this week with Teddy Bridgewater looking like he didn't even know he was on the field last week when he got in there. And yeah, Darius Slay's got a forearm thing. He wasn't able to play after the first quarter last week. So maybe they're scared James Bradbury's going to lock him down, but I think not. I don't think
I don't think so. I like Bradbury too, but I don't think he's really a shutdown corner.
Yeah.
Not against a fast guy, maybe against a size guy, but not against a fast guy. Surprise wide receiver 2 for week 5. Who you got, Shane?
All right, so I went super, super far down here, but why not? You know, look, I'm assuming this is a start 16, 15, 16 man league.
I have a couple of those. So yeah,
look, we're degenerates. Josh Reynolds. With Josh Reynolds now. I'm assuming, again, that Amon-Ra St. Brown is still not going to be playing or 100%, and or DJ Chark is not going to play or be 100%. But Josh Reynolds has really been good over the last couple of weeks. Got 18 targets, 177 receiving yards. He is their deep threat, you know, and Goff is apparently good at throwing the ball deep. I don't know, whatever.
I'm going to clip that. I'm going to save that.
Sure.
at least you had a question in your voice when you said it, so that's good.
You mentioned how good Detroit's offense has looked, and it has, and their defense. They've got I think they're the number one scoring offense and the worst scoring defense. It's beautiful for fantasy. You know what I mean? Yes. It lets you take shots on guys like Josh Reynolds. So I'm going to go with Josh Reynolds. I'm going to go crazy.
I'm going to go back to Brandon Ayuk against Carolina. And it's mainly because Carolina sucks. They're, I believe, second worst. They may be worst after this week in time of possession so far this year. And, you know, like we said, Baker doesn't look right. Christian McCaffrey may be the only startable player for Carolina right now on that offense. So, the Niners are going to have the ball a lot, and I think Ayuk can get open. He is Jimmy G's first look on a bunch of passes, even though, you know, the Debo connection was definitely back for Monday Night Football, which we love to see. But I like Brandon Ayuk against a weak Carolina defense, so I'm going to roll with him. Last one, sleeper wide receiver for week 5. Who you got, Shane?
You know, and when we were talking about guys, I should have mentioned who I've come around on. And I can't say his name correctly. I'll start it now. Romeo. There you go. Romeo Dubs. I continually call him Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs. So I got all of his names wrong. Usually. it's usually Romeo Dubs. Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs. Look, he seems to be Aaron Rodgers' number one target, right? Like, we thought the kid was just going to be a deep threat, but they're using him all over the field. He's far exceeding anything that Christian Watson's doing on that team. And he's been pretty much the most consistent guy throughout camp, you know, up through the season. So I'm going to stick with him now. He's got a tough matchup this week because the Giants apparently don't give up a ton of fantasy points to wide receivers. I'm not really sure why that is. I'll have to look into that and get back.
Because they can get run on.
That's probably that. Yeah. They're down quickly and teams are running. So there is, you know, look, that could happen, but hopefully Romeo does his damage in the first half.
That's so funny. I don't know. Is it the Philly that makes you not be able to say Romeo? Is that what it is?
No, it's just I have for no particular reason I get names wrong, and then they just stay that way for the rest of my life.
We have in our new we put a bunch of new merch out this week, and we have one that says "Not Cool Bro," and it's has Brandon Ayuk's name because I always call him Ayuk instead of Ayuk, and a guy got really mad at me and sent me a message on Instagram about how I am saying his name wrong and how it was not cool, bro, to say his name wrong. So we made it into a shirt, not cool, bro, Brandon Ayuk, which is, you know, it's why I got him in here too. No, I do think it's a good matchup against Carolina. For me, I'm going to reach down the board to my Texas boy. Give me Devin Duvernay against Cincinnati. You know, I'm assuming that Bateman is going to get Shadobia Awuzie and that Devin Duvernay is going to get Eli Apple. So we like that matchup for sure. Duvernay gets open deep. He doesn't need a lot of catches to perform for you. He just needs to get in the end zone. I think he can do that against the secondary. The line is getting better. I think Ronnie Stanley's going to end up playing. He practiced all week and then they didn't play him on Sunday, which made no sense to me. So I think Ronnie Stanley gets in there. We give, you know, Lamar Jackson another Mississippi and a half, whatever it is, just another beat or two to throw that ball deep. And I think Duvernay could have a huge week here. So I will say him, and that is going to wrap it up for us. Shane, thank you for joining us once again at Shane is the Worst on the Twitter machine. And please tell everyone what you have coming up. I know you guys got a mock tomorrow night, mock rookie draft, which is going to be fun. So tell us what you got coming up and where they can find all your great work.
Yeah, on Dynasty Trades in 5 on our YouTube channel. So we stream usually two nights a week, fluid, usually Tuesday nights. But, you know, we got a special guest this week, Ray GQ from Destination Devi, and we're going to be doing a 2023 rookie draft, mock draft. It's not a real one, obviously. Mock draft, although maybe we could make it our own. Yeah, we're going to be doing a mock draft tomorrow night, 9:30 on the YouTube. So if you can check it out, come check it out live. If not, it'll be on our Dynasty and Trades in Five on the YouTube channel. And then, you know, look, I'm everywhere else. Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, Fantasy Intervention on Wednesday nights, and then just writing for DLF and Fantasy Data.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Shane. Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to be checking out that mock just to make sure Bijan goes one overall, because he has to, unless it's a super flex. So got to go with number one overall.
Yeah.
So, but all right. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time. Appreciate it, Shane.
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. Yes, it's Gmail. It's all right. Not a big deal. Record your voice 60 seconds or less on your phone, your mobile device, your computer. You can send a video, Josh, if you want to do a video and send it to us. Whatever. Just send us the content.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
We will air it here. Yes, there's a Jack Boy song. If you were wondering, of course.
Gotta wait, Jack.
Voicemail.
Jack went to the doctor, got that finger fixed, back off the IR. No 21-day window for him. He's just active.
I'll tell you this. Dak can't grip a football, but there's a little tease where that song might be going. Jack can grip a guitar. So we've got something coming up here in just a tiny bit. But of course, we're going to get it, man, because the Moyes did hit last week. Oh, and unfortunately, man. Bogman, it's time for Daddy.
Hello, hello, hello. Daddy is back. After hitting your bets 2 weeks in a row, Daddy's back with a teaser. Go Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home, -2.5. Brady ain't losing 3 in a row. And go Vikings -1 against the Bears at home. Also, I have a question.
I hate to say I like that teaser. Who are the Bucks playing again?
the daddy thing. This kills me every day. They're playing the Falcons.
I couldn't love that teaser anymore. I hate it. Did you notice? We're going to get to this. Did you notice how daddied he got back? Remember when Moyes was all depressed and we were like, oh my god, here, and he's like, hey guys, it's Moyes, blah blah blah, and now he's got that confidence and that swagger back.
That swag,
and
that's right,
he's just swagging all over.
What are the odds grossness. He says something about the Texas OU game this weekend?
That's probably going to be the question. I haven't listened to these, by the way. I'm going to say 80%.
Yeah,
and
he has like 3 years in a row. So
okay, let me ask you this. What are the odds he says something super gross and uncomfortable? Because he's already gotten through. Well, no, but hold on. 100%. But he already got through his teaser. And now he says he has a question.
He'll finish off with something gross.
Like moist or...
Like most of the movies I watch.
All right. So he's have a gross word. I say that's 50-50. OU coming in here is maybe close to 100%. So here's daddy's question.
Ugh. Can you pick two running backs between Damian Pierce, AJ Dillon, Ramondre Stevenson, and Ezekiel Elliott, half point PPR league? And I got
that was so many play. Hold on, who? Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Pierce, Zeke, and who's the other one?
I don't remember. Dillon.
Question.
Oh yeah, Dillon. Okay. Question. So pick two bucks.
Pierce and Dillon.
Agreed. Actually, I have a lineup where I just took Elliott out of it. So yeah, I agree with that. Pierce and Dillon. All right, so let me move forward a little bit because we're going to hear all that stuff again. Let's see if we can get there.
AJ Dillon,
I think this is where I think OU is coming.
Ezekiel Elliott, half point PPR league. And I got a question for Bogman.
Oh, here it is.
Here it is.
Hey, handsome. Can you give me your thoughts on the UCF and SMU over?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's hold on. It's that way. There might have been more. Maybe he was still trolling. Hold
SMU
on.
SMU over. I need something to gamble on Wednesday, Daddy. Oh. So make me some money.
Gross.
Mwah.
Oh, all
right.
Man.
So you, all right. Much like your Monday night props, you didn't hit with the OU. He did not OU it. But I, yeah. did, I, my 50-50 well hit because he definitely did something gross.
This guy.
He kissed.
This guy. Much like your Monday night props. Yeah. Just,
he gave you a little smooch, Boggs. Did you like that smooch? You grab it? You do that? You ever, someone blow you a kiss and you grab
it's
it?
It's not for
this
me.
This is mine.
Okay. Look, why? Wednesday.
Why specifically? Why can't a man blow you a kiss?
Because it's not for me.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Boggs.
He's a
Boggs.
Sooner, and hey, it's Texas OU week. So
I just blew you a kiss.
You know what?
You get
that
it?
One's okay. You're not a Sooner. It's fine.
Grab it. Grab it.
Listen.
It's getting away. Grab it.
Oh, no. It got away. Oh, man. That's too bad. Oh, all right. I don't like the over in this game, and I'll tell you why. It's first
which
of all,
which game is this? What are you talking about right
UCF, now? It's UCF SMU, which got moved to Wednesday. It's so as you're listening to this, it is Wednesday evening. This game because it's Central Florida that got wrecked by Hurricane Ian, so they originally moved it back to Sunday. Decided to go ahead and move it back to Wednesday, so it's part of Week 6 now for college football instead of Week 5. I read a note that said a bunch of the SMU players are not going to play in this game so that they can keep their eligibility and transfer out. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring from the SMU side. So I'll take the under. I'm not making any bets on this game. Wednesday games are weird. I don't want to touch them. I know we want some action because there's some football on Wednesday night, but I'm just not going to mess with it. So I would take the under in that game, if anything.
I'll tell you this. As a preview for Bet This League, Bogman hates the college slate this week.
I don't like it.
And I don't think either one of our sides and spreads and stuff did well, but I murdered it in props this week. And it terrifies me going into this weekend about what I'm going to do and how I'm going to fade off of it. But it was a killer. So it's going to be a weird betting weekend, but there you go. No OU, some betting. And Daddy Moyes is pretty happy right now. So
right,
a lot
let's
happier.
Go to anyone else, please. My favorite listener.
All right. Anyone else? Here's Don. You know, by the way, Don sent an email last week, but I don't think I messaged him. I forgot to. But he sent his week one voicemail. I don't know if he knew that.
Well, it was week one. Yeah, because we've heard this before.
Yeah, we cut it. You guys didn't hear it. But like if he was wondering, like, why didn't he says didn't make the pod last week, but a similar question. Don, it's because you literally sent week one's question. We were sitting there like, what is this?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. We had to cut it off of the pod.
This is an old one.
I'm like, this is a weird question. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is from 3 weeks ago. I don't know why. It probably was just an accident sending it. But here's our boy, Don, who Don did one of the dirtiest, most sexy, beautiful things on the planet on our Twitch stream. Some people know. We have this contest every month where the person with the most gifted subs is going to be the winner. And we track it and we're going to track records and stuff like that. And they win a prize. And we've had, shirts. We're going to do something new this month. And our boy Barrow had it in the bag. There wasn't any close second place, really. Kind of unfortunate to us because it'd be really beneficial if we had multiple people going. We are signing off. It's the last day of the month on Friday. We did a Wheel Wednesday, epic Wheel Wednesday we had on Friday. We're signing off with 2 minutes left, and Don drops a 50 bomb to pass Barrow. Barrow was so mad. Because he had done it all month, and in one fell swoop, Don came in and dropped like a 50 gifted sub bomb, which was very good for our channel and what we do. Also great for people that hang out, but it was one of the more gangster mic drops we've ever seen. So that's just a little backdrop on our boy Don.
Yeah,
so
Don, hopefully- we would never purposely not put your voicemail on ever. So
yeah, and hopefully. Hopefully he didn't send the week one again.
He just sends the same one again.
Bogman and the Welsh, other. Lieutenant Don. I have a trade question for you guys. I am in a 12-team PPR league. You can keep up to 3 every year with no expiration through the good fortune of having CMC, Austin Eckler, and Jonathan Taylor. Was good about that. But it is
that's a brag. Keepers?
That's a brag.
That was that was the most nonchalant, big humble brag we've ever heard in our life. Why don't you just call all of them POSs?
It's led me to an 0-4 record. Candidly, I would give it all away if I never had to hear the creepy 1-900 moist daddy voice again. I digress. Sorry. I am receiving horrible at receiving. I have DJ Moore, Elijah Moore, Brandon Cooks, all underperforming, Chase Claypool. So not just for this year, but for the future, which one of those three players do you see the least upside in, and who would be a fair player on the receiving side to go after for them? So appreciate the pod. Look forward to it every week, man. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Love you, Don. Who are his other players? Elijah Moore,
Eckler, Taylor. No. He wants to know, like, I think the trade value of those three running backs, right?
So
Eckler, Taylor, and who was the other one? Was it Barkley?
No, McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, you're right.
Yeah, just all the best players, just the top three players on there. That's so tough because McCaffrey's been fine. JT's hurt.
You don't want to trade JT
off of the big one. I mean, you want to trade Eckler, bottom line. The easy answer is you want to trade Eckler, and he's coming off of his best game. I just don't know if he's reestablished the value.
Yeah, and I think a fair ask for Eckler would probably be one of those wide receiver ones that, you know, you're not going to get Cup. You're not going to get Jefferson or Chase. You could get Devontae.
I was just about to say,
Devontae's a little bit underperformed. And he's a little bit older than those other guys. So because running backs fall off and Devontae is a little bit older, I think that's a deal you can get done. And it should be pretty much any wideout that's below Devontae should be gettable. You know, not every owner is going to be willing to trade you their top wide receiver, but I think it's fair to offer Eckler straight up for any other wideout below Devontae.
And I think after that performance with Eckler too, like, I don't really think you need to listen to someone being like, yeah, I'll trade you Devontae, but I also need like a wide receiver back. It's like, no, MF, or you're getting Eckler. You're fine.
I mean, look, if they want Claypool back, I'm not letting Claypool hold up that deal.
I agree with that.
To get Devontae. So,
yeah, but I'm not sure that
they
would
want
be
someone
mind,
at the end of your bench, not Elijah Moore, DJ Moore.
I was just about to say, they'd probably be like, give me Elijah Moore. And it's like, no. Yeah, then you're going to give me of equal value. So it's a great question, Don. And literally, I want to reiterate.
So great.
I
mean, that he
you
said
guys,
the 900 what? Thing.
Oh, God, that was Moise so thing. Funny.
Right after Moise's voicemail. That's
it's
amazing.
Just perfect. You guys might not believe this. I don't listen to the voicemails 1 second before. I want it to. I don't want to have it in my head like what's going to come. I want to naturally react. So that worked out perfect. But I do want to reiterate, like, of gangster things that have happened in ITL, probably a top three. I'd have maybe the best top five. One of the most gangster moments that happened when Don did that at the end of the month. It was really, really funny. It was really, really funny. Yeah, it was awesome. And we appreciated him a lot because that was a big drop he did on here. All right. This is our boy Team Discovery channel. We kind of have like the same crew. I don't want our crew to go away, but I also would love to get
to the crew.
New, don't feel intimidated to come on, but because we have the same group in this league.
The shirts. We need the blouses. So,
yeah. What?
Game blouses. That was the Prince thing from Dave Chappelle. Come on.
I thought Misogynito was coming back or something.
Nope.
All right. Okay.
Not now.
Hey guys, it's Rob, Team Discovery Channel. I was wondering if
every time Rob comes on, I feel like he's annoyed with us. I feel like Rob, are you annoyed with us?
I don't think he's annoyed with us. He sounds like he's like at Walgreens. He's like walking around up and down the aisles. Like, he just can't, you know, pause and do this. He's like, hey guys, Team Discovery Channel, just picking up my shampoo.
He's like, hey guys, excuse me, do you have Hot Pockets? Yeah, hey guys, what's up? I just feel like, when he comes on, he's just like, hey guys, like we've been asking him. And I feel like he's annoyed with us. So, Rob, I hope you're not annoyed with us. But you sound like it. Or
I'm
if
sure
you are.
He is if he's sending his voicemails. Come on, man. He's not annoyed with us.
I know. It just sounds like it. Or I would love to know. Are you shopping at Walgreens right now? Did you get a big receipt?
If you thought these players were startable for the upcoming week, and if you think they're legitimately startable for the rest of the season. So, I lost Javonte Williams, so I'm hurting our running back, so keep that in mind. So player one is Geno Smith, so startable next week and startable rest of season.
Okay, so it's, I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with Javonte, but Geno Smith this week, this week, and rest
at
of
New
season.
Orleans is tough.
I agree.
I would ask who else do you have. I would say there are gonna be matchups because Geno's been incredibly accurate and he was so good against Detroit. Like maybe that's gonna get his confidence up a little bit, which would be great. But I, you know, this week is a little rough on the road against New Orleans, so I would say probably not.
Also, with one of the best backs in the league, and Rashad Penny, who you could trade get Barkley for right now, they should be really good bogs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Did you get any trades? We didn't get any voicemails or trades.
I got a couple. I got a couple trade offers. I haven't. Oh. I think I got two.
So, okay, say, can we hear them at the end of voicemails?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to find them. They might be in DMs. Let me look.
Oh, I need to know what they are. And you know what they are. All right. Sorry, Rob. I interrupted you. So Geno Smith, rest of season. Again, if you're in like a big league, maybe. If this is super flex, I think he's fine number two. I guess that's what we're talking about here. I'm a little confused at the standard of where Geno fits into this. But Geno is a fine option week in and week out after your top probably 12, 13, 14. So in a 12-man league, he's just not startable. So hopefully that kind of helps.
Player two is Rashad Penny.
Oh.
Startable.
Okay, Bogman, this week, Rashad Penny or Christian McCaffrey?
Definitely Rashad Penny. So, I mean,
all-time, no Rashad Penny or Barry Sanders?
Rashad Penny.
Could you get Barry Sanders right now for Rashad Penny?
I think so. I think you could. I mean, where is this coming from? I never said you could get Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley.
I'm just poking.
I don't even think I said you could get anyone good for him. I
haven't been around you as much as usual for the last 3 days, so I'm just poking a little bit here.
Yeah, God. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're like, go see three more days of
games. Yeah, yeah. And don't you need to go watch some more, teenagers play some baseball? Hey. Come on, what are we doing? Hey.
And player three is Michael Carter.
Michael Carter's not startable moving forward. No. They're giving the run to Breece Hall. And this is almost kind of like the, I would consider it a lot like Zeke and Tony Pollard, you know, where I say, look, Pollard is the better back. I don't even think it's a question at this point. Pollard is better, but it's not like they're giving Zeke the ball in space and good areas to make big plays. They're running him into the teeth of the defense.
That's Michael Carter's not even getting that usage, though. He's not even getting that usage anymore.
He had like 10 touches last week, but it was like 8 carries for 6 yards or something pathetic. Like, it was just real bad.
They get in the red zone.
He's smaller than Hall, too. They're trying to run him between the tackles. It doesn't make sense.
They get in the red zone. Breece Hall's the guy. Lots of passing down. They are doing the every other kind of series type of thing. But guess what I notice? I notice Breece Hall replaces the series more than Michael Carter replaces Breece in those when they do those series runs. So Michael Carter's a really rough start rest of season, not a start this week. So I think your most damning guy, ironically, here is probably Michael Carter from where he went to where he is rest of season. You got a little bit more.